今天的讲员是来自德州休斯顿的段永辉弟兄。
We praise God. The speaker today is from Brother Duan from Texas, Houston.
那段弟兄很多的弟兄姐妹都已经比较熟悉了。
Many of you know Brother Duan already.
因为他去年的年底就做了我们教会的退休会的讲员。
Because he was the speaker for our retreat last year.
昨天晚上他也是我们布道会的讲员。
He was also our speaker for our evangelistic meeting last night.
那可能还有一些弟兄姐妹和朋友对他不是很了解，所以我还是简单的介绍他一下。
Maybe there are still some of you who do not know him, so I'm going to still give him a brief introduction.
段弟兄是生长在台湾的河南人。
Brother Duan is originally from Henan, but he grew up in Taiwan.
1978年来美国留学。
He came to the United States in 1978 for studies.
他是艺术家，是拉小提琴的。
He's an artist. He plays the violin.
他在美国蒙恩得救之后呢，就专心的来寻求主。
After he received the Lord in the United States, he sought the Lord diligently.
在过去的三四十年当中，专心的来服侍主。
And he's been serving faithfully in the last 30-40 years.
那成为全世界的传道人之后呢，在德州的各大校园呢，专心的传扬主的福音。
And he's been faithfully preaching the gospel in all the campuses in Texas.
那过去的十几年当中呢，特别的花心思做一件事情，就是福音广播的事工。
And he's been paying especially attention to the evangelistic broadcasting in the last 10-15 years.
所以昨天晚上有弟兄听过他的布道之后，有一个 comment 呢，就说段弟兄特别适合在网络上做传福音的工作。
And after some of you heard him last night, he commented that he is especially suitable for this evangelistic broadcasting.
我们很感恩，我们把时间交给段永辉弟兄。
We are thankful and we give the time over to Brother Duan.
感谢主，谢谢何牧师。高兴今天最后一个主日呢，我们能够在网上见面。
Praise the Lord that in the last Sunday that we can gather together to worship.
那为了把握时间呢，我们就直接进入今天的信息。
To just get the time, we will immediately go into today's passage.
我们今天要讲的题目是2020年最大的事情。
Today we're going to talk about the most important event in 2020.
有一句圣经的话说，这世代的人啊，你们要看明耶和华的话。
There's this passage from the Bible titled Generation CE, the world of the Lord.
那我开始的时候要先考大家一点圣经。
First of all, I'm going to start quizzing you.
我要给大家列出来四段圣经的话。
I'm going to give you four passages from the Bible.
那这四段圣经的话有一个共同点啊，其实不止一个共同点，但是看你能不能够想到我所说的共同点是什么。
There is this common characteristic among these four passages. I'm going to tell you, but I'll see whether you can determine.
啊，第一段是约翰福音的最后七日的头一日晚上，门徒所在的地方因怕犹太人，门就关了。
The first passage is from the Gospel of John, the last chapter. To save time, I would not repeat in English, so you can just read the words on the screen.
耶稣来站在当中对他们说，愿你们平安。然后说了这话呢，就向他们吹了一口气说，你们受圣灵。啊，这是第一段。
That's the first passage.
很简单。
Very simple.
第二段。五旬节到了，门徒都聚在一处。忽然从天上有响声下来，好像一阵大风吹过，充满了他们所坐的屋子。这个大家也很熟。
We are familiar with this passage.
已经两题了啊，第三题。
Third passage.
二人既被释放，这是讲到彼得啊、约翰他们被官府抓去了。
Is about Peter being arrested.
他们既被释放，就到会友那里去了，把祭司长和长老所说的话都告诉他们。他们呢，就是讲到啊，弟兄姐妹们。 他们听见了就同心合意地高声向神说，然后就大声的祷告，祷告完了，聚会的地方震动，他们就都被圣灵充满，放胆讲论神的道。好，这是第三个。
That's the third passage.
你要留心哦，这有个什么共同的特色在这三段圣经里面。
So you have to pay attention to see what is common among these three passages.
还有一个。
One more.
哎，这也是很熟的，在使徒行传。耶稣和他们聚集的时候，嘱咐他们说，不要离开耶路撒冷。说了这话，他们正看的时候，他就被取上升。忽然有两个人身穿白衣站在旁边说，加利利人啊，你们为什么站着望天呢？这离开你们被接升天的耶稣，你们见他怎样往天上去，他还要怎样来。好，这是讲到耶稣升天的时候，门徒站在地上抬头看，对不对？
This is the passage about Jesus' ascension and how the disciples were watching from below.
那我给大家三秒钟的时间去想一想啊，这四段圣经有一个非常特别的共同特色啊，是很容易被忽略的，你晓不晓得是什么？
I'm going to give you 3 seconds to think about what is the common characteristics. It's easily missed, but can you think of it?
好了，那个答案就是说，耶稣来站在当中，门徒都聚在一起，他们到会友那里去，耶稣和他们聚集。
It's really about Jesus came and stood among the midst, and they were all in one accord in one place, and they went to their own company and also being assembled together with them.
用今天的话说很简单，就是都不是线上聚会。
And today's language is very simple, meaning no virtual meetings.
对不对啊？
Is that true?
我想这是没有人能够驳得倒的道理。你认为它很简单，但是它其实不简单。
It's actually not a simple message.
我们今天很习惯在线上聚会、啊、
Today we're used to meeting online.
但是我们一定要想一个问题。
But we need to think about a question.
那四段经文里面，如果门徒都是在线上聚会的话，大家都在网上的话，主会不会亲自来到他们中间？
So if you think about if all those 4 occasions, if all the disciples were online, would the Lord come to them?
主会不会向他们吹气？门徒会不会受圣灵？
Would the Lord be blowing at them or breathing on them? Would the disciples receive the Holy Spirit?
当彼得、约翰来到会友那里的时候，他们如果是网上的祷告，地会不会大大震动？
If Peter and John were just meeting virtually after they prayed, would the earth be shaking?
天使是怎么跟门徒讲的？他是说你们看见他怎样往天上去，他还要怎样从网上来吗？
And how did the angels talk to the disciples? Are they talking about as they going online or going offline?
我们今天基督徒以为在家里面在网上聚会和实体的聚会是没有区别的。
Sometimes we think that meeting online is no different from meeting in person.
甚至我们觉得在网上聚会有很多的好处。
Sometimes we even think that there are many benefits of meeting online.
但是如果我们从这个角度来看的话呢，也许你会得到不一样的结论。
But if you think about this from this perspective, maybe you have a different conclusion.
再进一步来讲，2020年发生了许多重大的事情，你认为哪一件事情是最重要的？
There are many, many important things happening in 2020. What do you think is the most important thing?
所说的最重要，不是你看起来多重要，而是在神看起来多重要，最重要。
When we say what is the most important, it's not from your perspective, but from God's perspective.
在新旧约漫长的历史里面，全世界总有很多很多重要的事情在发生。
In the times of the Old Testament and New Testament, there are many, many important things happening during that time.
但是真正重要的事情被记在圣经里面。
But yet, the most important thing is really squeezed into the Bible.
当时许多人认为不得了的天下大事呢，统统都不见了。
But all the things that people at that time thought were the most important, actually, they disappeared.
所剩下的事情就是有关于神的子民， 有关于神的教会。
But the thing that really truly remains is about God's citizens and God's church.
这就是为什么你在圣经里面这么长的历史，你所看见的，除了神的子民，就是神的教会。
So that's why throughout the long history, when you read the Bible, that the only thing you would see is about God's people and God's church.
所以从这个观点来讲，2020年最重要的一件事情其实是这样。
So from that perspective, the most important thing that truly happened in 2020 is this.
可以用一句圣经来代表。
We can represent it with one sentence from the Bible.
我把它打出来的时候，你可能会吓一跳。
When I show it, you may be surprised.
你甚至可能会生气。
Or maybe you'll be angry.
但是对不起。
But I'm sorry.
这是圣经的话。
That is from the Bible.
这件事情也可能是将来的时代看我们今天呢最重大的一件事情。
And that may be something future generations would look back and think that was the most important thing.
那就是马拉基书一章十节所说的，甚愿你们中间有一人关上殿门，免得你们突然在我坛上烧火。
It's from Malachi 1:10.
请你把它念一遍英文。
Who is there even among you that should shut the doors for nothing, neither do ye kindle fire on mine altar for nothing?
你知道今年最重要的事情是什么吗？
Do you know what is the most important thing that happened this year?
在一天之内，上帝亲自把所有教会的门给你关掉了。
In one day, God closed all the doors of the churches.
门徒不再能够聚在一起了。
Disciples can no longer gather together.
我们认为教会是因为疫情而关闭的。
We thought that the churches were closed because of the pandemic.
但是有没有可能在神看起来是因为他的子民在他的坛上突然烧火，所以他把它关了？
Or can it be that God was closing the churches because we were all burning on the altar for nothing?
什么叫做突然烧火？
What does it mean to kindle fire on mine for nothing?
就是聚会对我们来说成为一个节目。
Is that our worship services become a program?
教会对我们来说是把小孩子放去主日学的地方。
And the church become the place where we put the children in there for Sunday school.
我们来呢唱唱歌，然后告诉自己说是赞美敬拜。
And then we'll sing a few songs and we tell ourselves that it's worship.
我们来听何牧师讲道，讲完道个人心里给他一个评分。
And then we listen to Pastor Ho's preaching, and afterwards we give him a score.
然后回家呢，品头论足一番。
And then when we return home, then we will discuss some more and say, oh, well, this is good, this is bad.
这难道不是我们的教会吗？
Is that our church?
我们今天的基督徒非常习惯教会在政府的保护之下。
Today we are very used to our churches being protected by the government.
我们忘记了基督徒这样子舒舒服服的聚会，节目性的聚会是历史上从来没有发生过的。
But we actually didn't realize that the way that we gather today has never happened in the past.
只是我们不知不觉就睡着了。
It's like unconsciously we fell asleep.
这里有一句话叫做温水，然后特舒服。
And hear about lukewarm water and.Spitting it out of the mouth?
有没有可能不是因为疫情，而是因为主耶稣对我们说，我知道你的行为，你也不冷也不热，我巴不得你或冷或热，你既如温水也不冷也不热，所以我必从我的口中把你吐出去。有没有可能这句圣经已经在全国的教会甚至全世界的教会应验了，我们还不知道。
Is it true that this passage has been realized in our entire country or even in the entire world?
但是基督徒还不明白，还在睡觉。
But yet the Christians do not understand, they are still sleeping.
难道今天的情况不是神把他的殿门关上，把他的教会从口中吐出去吗？
Isn't that true that today God has closed the doors of the churches? It's like he's spitting out the lukewarm water.
难道在这个时候我们不是应该回到神对老底嘉教会所说的这段话吗？
Shouldn't we return to this passage the Lord speak to the church in Laodicea?
我劝你向我买火炼的金子，叫你富足，又买白衣穿上，叫你赤身的羞耻不露出来，又买眼药擦你的眼睛，使你能看见。然后接下去主说了，看哪，我站在门外叩门。
And then after that, after this passage, the Lord says, I'm outside the door knocking.
谁在门里面呢？谁在门外面呢？
Who is inside the door? Who is outside the door?
信徒在门里面，主在门外面。
The disciples were inside, the Lord is outside.
主在门外面敲门，你听见了没有？
When the Lord was knocking outside, did you hear?
如果真的要说我们现在应该做什么，这就是我们今天应该做的事情。
If we ask what we should do today, that is what we should do today.
难道不是这样吗？
Isn't it like this?
我们教会里面真的有火炼的金子，真的有白衣，真的有能让我们看见的眼药吗？
Does our church have gold that is refined in the fire? Do we have white garment? Do we have eyes with eyes off?
昨天晚上我们听了 Vivian 姐妹的见证。
Last night we heard the testimony from Sister Vivian.
我相信很多人心里面都像我一样有很深的震撼。
I know a lot of you may have the similar experience as mine that we are shaken inside.
因为比较起来她是富足的，我们是贫穷的。
Because compared to her, she is rich and we are poor.
她是穿白衣的，我们是赤身的。
She is clothed in white garment and we are naked.
她是能看见的，我们是瞎的。
She can see and yet we are blind.
我们的生命里面到底有多少是主耶稣真正炼净的？
What is truly inside us has been refined by fire.
从一个教会来讲，难道我们不真的是老底嘉吗？
From a church's perspective, are we like the church of Laodicea?
今天你问弟兄姐妹，大部分的教会都会很客气的说，我们就是老底嘉。
When you ask brothers and sisters, most of them will be very courteous and say, well, we are like the church in Laodicea.
那既然是这样，现在难道不是我们回头反省的时候吗？
If we are truly like this, shouldn't it be the time that we kind of reflect and repent?
其实我们没有一个人有把握主耶稣在马太福音18章20节所说的这一段话包括网络聚会。
And actually, none of us would have the assurance, just like in this passage in Matthew 18, verse 20.
或者说，这句话可以完全用网络聚会来代替。
Or can we say that this passage can truly be replaced by virtual meetings?
因为无论在哪里，这个无论在哪里，是不是能够被网络所代替？有两三个人奉我的名聚会，那里就有我在他们中间。
So when it says for where we are gathered, can it truly be replaced by online virtual meetings?
我们需要明白神怎么做事。
We need to know how God does things.
你不能替他决定，神啊，你今天这样做工，你明天那样做工。
You cannot decide for him and say, today you're going to do this, tomorrow you do that.
因为这是圣经上清清楚楚记载神选定来到他子民当中的方式。
Because the Bible has clearly decided that God would choose the way that he came to his people.
你要他做工，他有一个条件，就是你们要聚在一起。
When you want him to work, then there is this condition that we need to be gathered together.
如果我们聚在一起，却不期望他来到我们中间做工，他就会把你的店门关掉。
If we gather together, but we don't anticipate his coming to work among us, then he's going to close the door.
而且一天之内把全国的教会，全世界的教会都关了。
And then in one day, he closed all the doors of all the churches in the entire country and the entire world.
并且他关了，你就开不开。
And then when he closed, you cannot open it.
其实圣经里面像这样的例子太多了，尤其是主耶稣复活以后。
There are actually many, many examples in the Bible, especially after his resurrection.
旧约神在他的子民中间做工，我们就不讲了。
We're not going to talk about how God worked among his people in the Old Testament.
连新约那一天，主耶稣复活以后，门徒去打鱼，大家也是一起去打的。
And then we talked about in the New Testament after Jesus' resurrection, the disciples went fishing.
就像这段圣经所说的，这些事以后，耶稣在提比里亚海边又向门徒显现。那一天，门徒不知道应该干什么。
That day, the disciples didn't know what to do.
虽然他们知道主复活了，但是他们干什么呢？
They know that the Lord has resurrected, but what are they going to do?
所以西门就对他们说：“我打鱼去。”他们就说呢：“我们也和你同去。”他们就都一起去打鱼去了。这不是西门一个人去打鱼。
So it's not just Simon Peter going fishing alone.
然而就是在这一次的打鱼里面，主耶稣三次对西门说，你爱我比爱这些更深吗？
And then when he was fishing, Jesus asked Peter three times, do you love these things more, love me more than these things?
西门彼得否认主，是他一个人孤孤单单的否认主。
When Peter denied the Lord, he was denying him by himself.
可是主耶稣要挽回他，要医治他的时候，主是在教会中间。
But yet, when the Lord was trying to bring him back and to heal him, it was done in the midst of the church.
是在门徒中间，当门徒聚集的时候，哪怕他们是去打鱼，主也要选这个时候来向他们显现。
And it doesn't matter whether they are gathered to go fishing, God was doing it in the midst of all the disciples.
当然在网络上不能去打鱼了。
But of course we cannot fish online.
但是你有把握，如果那天门徒是在网络上，主会给他们这么深刻的话说，你爱我比爱这些更深吗？
But are you sure that if we are meeting online during that time, God would say, do you love me more than these?
你再看在安提阿的教会里边，有几位教师和先知他们在聚会，这也是在使徒行传里面。那一天他们侍奉主进食的时候，圣灵说要为我分派巴拿巴和保罗去做招我他们所做的，去做我招他们所做的工，打发使徒出去传道，也是在聚会里边。
So the Lord was sending them out to do evangelism. It was in the midst of a church gathering.
也不是在网上的聚会。
It was not an online meeting.
这就是为什么我刚才说，这是神选定他做工的方式，这是你不能够否认的一件事情。
And that is something we cannot deny that God has chosen the way he works.
你也不能要求神在我们中间，在网上的同在像在聚会的同在一模一样的丰富。
And you cannot demand that God be present the same in an online meeting as in the physical gathering.
在哥林多前书后面，保罗特别讲到这一个例子，他也是说，所以全教会聚在一处的时候，那么若都做先知讲道，偶尔有不信的或是不通方言的人进来，被众人劝醒，被众人审明他心里的隐情显露出来了，就必将脸伏地敬拜神，说神真是在你们中间呢。这一段圣经你读过吗？
Is it a passage from 1 Corinthians? Have you read this?
你第一次读到这段圣经的时候，会不会觉得说很好笑？
When you first read this passage, you feel that it's kind of somewhat laughable?
你说天下哪有这样的事情，这么简单呢？
And you say, well, where would things be so simple?
我劝你不要笑，我劝你哭。
I advise you not to laugh, but actually to cry.
这个叫做神在教会的同在。
That this means that God is present in the church.
这个是神来到他的子民中间。
This is God coming among his citizens.
这个叫做圣灵自由的在聚会中运行。
This is about the Holy Spirit moving freely among us.
如果你信主信到现在，聚会对你来说就是坐那儿听。
So if in your entire faith journey, really is just about sitting there listening to sermons.
就是唱唱歌，举举手，站起来，坐下去。
Is a singing some songs, raising your hands, standing up, sitting down.
那你在网上聚会是一样的。
Then it's the same for you to do it online.
但是你是贫穷的。
Then you are poor.
你是瞎眼的。
You are blind.
因为你从来没有遇见过什么叫做在聚会里面遇见主。
Because you have never encountered what it means to encounter God in the meeting.
因为你从来不知道什么不是耶稣在门外叩门，而是耶稣进到我们里面与我们一同坐席。
Then you only know about Jesus knocking outside, and you never know how God is inside with us.
弟兄姐妹，这是圣经给我们的例子。
Brothers and sisters, this is example from the Bible.
就像我们刚才所说的，从来没有一个世代像我们今天这样。
Just like what we said earlier, there is no generation before like our current generation.
基督徒聚会可以这么舒服的。
That it can be so comfortable having a meeting.
基督徒还可以免税的。
It also can be free.
教会还可以向政府申请几百万的 PPP, 是不是？
And even the churches can apply for PPP loans.
哪有这样的事情？
Would ever anything like that happen?
在这样的情况之下，如果我们结不出果子来，神难道不会把教会的门关掉吗？
If under such a situation we still cannot bear fruit, wouldn't God close all our doors?
当圣经希伯来书记载当时基督徒的情况这样讲的时候，
When the book of Hebrews talk about the conditions of the Christians, it was said like this.
披着绵羊山羊的皮各处奔跑，受穷乏患难苦害，在旷野山岭山洞地穴漂流无定，本是世界不配有的人。你认为他们在干什么？
What do you think they are doing and described in the book of Hebrews?
他们在逃难吗？
Are they escaping some kind of calamity?
No, 他们在聚会。
They are actually meeting.
他们在旷野山岭山洞地穴漂流无定，为什么要聚会？
What are they wandering in deserts and mountains and dens and caves? They're trying to meet.
有人要抓他们，有人要杀他们，他们需要躲，但是他们冒着生命的危险也要聚在一起。
People are trying to catch them and kill them, but yet, even though they're in danger, they still want to meet together.
他们为了教会能够聚在一起，有人忍受戏弄、鞭打、捆锁、监禁、各等的磨练，被石头打死，被锯锯死，受试探，被刀杀，这就是他们所受的苦。
And these are all the things that they have to suffer through.
我们今天常常说这是基督徒所受的迫害。
And today we often say this is the persecution Christians receive.
不是，这是基督徒聚在一起聚会所受的迫害。
This is really Christians gathering together and then they are persecuted.
他们最后一场聚会往往是在这样的竞技场里面。
And the last meeting they often will be in this gladiators forum.
但是他们仍然在聚会。
And yet they're still meeting.
这里面讲的各种的磨练就是没有讲疫情，是不是？
It talks about all kinds of tests and suffering, but yet it didn't talk about the pandemic.
希伯来书又接着说，你们不可停止聚会，就是在这样的情况底下，他告诉信徒你们不要停。
And then in the book of Hebrews, in chapter 10, is really talking about them not forsaking the assembly.
好像那些停止惯了的人，倒要彼此劝勉，既看见那日子临近，就更当如此。他说，如果你们看见主来的日子近了，那你们就更需要知道聚在一起的必要。
And then it talks about as you see that the day of the Lord approaching, that all the more you should gather together.
今天这个世界继续演变下去。
Today the world is continuing to change.
那个病毒继续变异下去。
and the virus will continue to mutate.
那个经济继续败坏下去。
And the economy will continue to corrupt.
然后带进主来，你会觉得奇怪吗？
And then when the Lord comes, the Lord's day is near, are you going to be surprised?
我想你不会。
Maybe you won't.
但是我们在这样的情况底下是越来越警醒，越来越寻求主，还是越来越睡着了？
And then as these things approaches, are we going to be more and more vigilant, or are we going to be more and more sleepy?
我们需要想一想啊，当他们付上这样的代价来聚会的时候，他们就不是来所谓的赞美敬拜主。
And then we need to think about it as they pay such a price to get it together. Are they worshiping and singing?
他们也不是为了彼此相爱，当然也是。
And they are not even just to love one another. Of course, they are loving one another.
你认为他们在一起干什么？
What do you think they are trying to do together?
他们在一起寻求主的同在。
They are gathering together to seek the Lord's presence with them.
他们每一次聚集，他们期望主亲自显现在他们中间。
As each time they gather together, they long for the Lord's revelation among them.
他们等候圣灵活泼的在他们中间。
They await the workings of the Holy Spirit among them.
他们等候圣灵说话，打发他们出去。
They await the word of the Holy Spirit to send them out.
弟兄姐妹，上一次是什么时候你带着这样的心情来聚会的？
Brothers and sisters, when was the last time that you bring such an attitude to worship?
如果全美国的教会都没有这样的心情，难道神不会把殿门在一天之内全部给你关掉吗？
If the entire churches in America never had that kind of attitude, wouldn't God close all its doors?
今天的弟兄姐妹已经不是为了寻求主的同在与显现而聚集了。
Today's brothers and sisters no longer seek the Lord's presence as we gather.
我们给自己讲得很好听，我们是来敬拜主，我们是来赞美主。
We may sound very good that we are here gathered together to worship Him and praise Him.
但是也许我们在自己的脸上贴了太多的金，给自己讲太多好听的话。
Maybe we just make ourselves look good and say all these things about good things about ourselves.
希伯来书是说，你们不可丢弃勇敢的心。
In the book of Hebrews, that we should not cast away our confidence.
今天老实说，尤其可悲的一件事情，就是全美国的中国教会啊，中国教会没有几家是聚在一起的。
And to be honest, that today all the Chinese churches in America have not been gathered together, with that confidence.
我们这里有一个台语教会，台湾话的教会。
We have a Taiwanese church.
他们人数不多，都是老先生老太太。
They don't have a whole lot of people. They are all senior citizens.
也就是说，都是高危险群的。
They are actually the high risk group.
但是据我所知，他们是在休斯顿唯一聚在一起还有实体聚会的中国教会。
But yet, they are the only church that I know that are gathering together regularly still on Saturdays.
可是我到中国城去买菜。
But yet, when I go to the Chinatown to shop,
人山人海啊。
There are a lot of people everywhere.
中国弟兄姐妹去买菜的胆子比去聚会的胆子还要勇敢。
We have a much bigger courage when we go shop for food than when we gather for Sunday worship.
为什么？讲到底，因为我们不知道聚集在一起有什么重要性。
Because in the end, we really didn't understand the importance of gathering together.
从来就没有明白过，从来也没有这样期望。
We never understood and never have that anticipation.
因此，我们就留在网上聚会吧。
And so we stay online.
而且聚会得非常安心。
And then we also have these quiet meetings.
那我们不禁要问了，神把教会的门一日之间全部关上，他到底要做什么？
And then we may ask, why did God close all the church's doors in one day?
在何西阿书里面这样说啊，这些不长就请你把英文也念一遍。我要回到原处，等他们自觉有罪，寻求我面，他们在极难的时候必切切寻求我。
In the book of Hosea, chapter 5:15, I will go and return to my place till they acknowledge the offense and seek my face. In their affliction, they will seek me early.
这是我们深切反省的时候。
This is a time for us to reflect.
到底基督徒聚在一起干什么？
Why do we gather together?
难道就是一些节目吗？
Is it for some program?
所以我们礼拜一去上班的时候比较有力量吗？
So that we will have some strength when we go to work on Mondays?
难道就是教养儿女吗？
So that we can teach our children?
难道就是唱唱诗歌让我们很平安很喜乐吗？
It's just so that we can sing some songs to receive joy and peace?
中国教会跟着美国教会的仪式规矩已经跟了上百年了，他们怎么做我们就怎么做。
So the Chinese churches have followed the American churches for over 100 years. Whatever they do, we do.
我们也不想一想聚会是为什么。
And we never pause and think, what was the meeting about?
唱诗歌是干什么？
Why do we sing songs?
祷告是干什么？
Why do we pray?
难道讲到底不是让我们在一起等候主的显现吗？
And then at the end, isn't it really aboutWaiting for God to reveal himself.
难道不是每一次基督徒的聚会就应当等候圣灵来大大做工吗？
Isn't that every meeting we should wait for the working of the Holy Spirit?
如果我们到今天我们还不明白，那我们到什么时候才会明白呢？
If today we still don't understand, when will we ever understand?
我40年以前来的时候，台湾、香港的弟兄姐妹非常火热的聚在一起。
When I came 40 years ago, many brothers and sisters from Taiwan and Hong Kong, they gathered together fervently.
我相信在你们中间啊，年纪比较大一点的，和我一样的，甚至比我还老的，都能够证明这件事情。
And I believe many of you who are of my similar age or even older can testify about this.
那个时候，我们连聚会的地方都没有。我们聚在一个小公寓里边。
At that time, we didn't have a place to gather. We may be gathering together in a small apartment.
那公寓里面当然没有椅子，所有的弟兄姐妹靠墙坐。
And of course, we may not have chairs in that small apartment, and we'd be just.
到冬天的时候，大家把鞋子脱下来，味道也不是特别好。
When we take off all our shoes in winter, the odor is not that great.
可是我们大家挤在一起聚会，那个时候主的同在，那个时候唱诗歌的甜美，那个时候祷告的热情，是今天的弟兄姐妹没有办法比的。
But yet, when we sing songs, the sweetness of that singing together and the fervorness as we get and get waiting for the Holy Spirit is today we cannot experience something similar.
今天为什么有这么多在北美的传道人是从香港来的，尤其是从台湾来的？
Why do we have so many preachers today that are from Hong Kong or Taiwan?
他们都是在这样小小的门徒的聚集里面被主感动，被主打发，被主呼召出来的。
Because they've been moved and sought out.And sent in these small meetings before.
我们从来没有什么有名的牧师啊，有神学院毕业的、有学位的博士来给我们讲道。
A lot of times we may not have these famous preachers who graduated from famous seminaries to preach to us.
我们也不管他什么福音派、灵恩派，来到主的中间，大家被主感动的流泪，那个就是我们在一起聚会的原因。
And we don't really care whether they are the evangelicals or the charismatics. We just want to be gathered together and be moved by the Holy Spirit.
我们知道主在我们中间。
We know the Lord is among us.
那个时候我们传福音，就是不停地去传，许多学校、许多团契都立了一个志，凡是来到我们中间的中国人， 都要听见福音。
And then we have made our decisions that we have to preach the gospel to every single one who comes to our campus.
何不是以前在普渡大学服侍了十年。
Pastor He has been in the Purdue University for 10 years.
你今天回去看他们当年的文献，你还可以看见他们立了一个志向，就是凡是来到普渡的中国学生要听见福音。这是很早以前的事情了。但是今天还有哪一个教会在立一个志向说凡是来到这个城的中国人都要听见福音？
And they have made a decision that whenever who comes to this campus, we will preach the gospel to them.
就是因为这样的志向，所以普渡曾经是全美第二大中国留学生聚集的地方，这是不久以前的事情。
Because of that decision that Purdue was the second biggest campus of all those overseas Christians.
他们一年来的新生可以超过一千，他们接机是用 bus 来接的。
And then they would send a whole bus to receive these new students coming.
但是你知道2020年发生了什么事情吗？
But do you know what happened in 2020?
一天之内中国留学生来到美国的潮流被神切断了。
But yet that whole stream of foreign students coming to the United States has been cut off by God.
你以为是川普切断的吗？
Do you realize that it's because of Trump?
是因为中美贸易战切断的吗？
Is it because that the economic war between China and US?
还是神叫中国教会醒一醒啊，醒一醒啊，你们马上连命脉都没有了。
Is it because really God is telling all the churches to wake up?
如果中国没有留学生再到美国来，中国教会要怎么办？
And what is China going to do if there is no Chinese student coming to the US anymore?
我们的小孩都上大学去了，我们这些老头老太我们要干什么？
And if all our children have gone to universities, what are we going to do, all these old people?
我要回到原处，等他们自觉有罪，寻求我免。
I will go and return to my place till they acknowledge the offense.
弟兄姐妹，从教会的观点来讲，难道现在不是所谓急难的时候吗？
And brothers and sisters, isn't the time of calamity right now?
你怎么不着急呢？
Why aren't you earnestly seeking the Lord?
除此之外，神把教会的门关掉，在马拉基书里面说他还有另外一个目的。
And then also there's another purpose that is talked about in the book of Malachi.
他不是不来了，而是他说当他再来的时候，谁能当得起呢？当他显现的时候，谁能立得住呢？
And it's not that he won't come, but when he comes,Who may abide the day of his coming? Who shall stand when he appears?
弟兄姐妹，你当得起吗？我们立得住吗？
Brothers and sisters, can you abide? Can you stand?
现在是什么时候？神在做什么？因为他如炼金之人的火，如漂布之人的剑。
Today he is like a refiner's fire and like the fuller's soap.
他说他必坐下，神一坐下你就麻烦了，因为他比你还有耐心。
Here it says that he will sit down and then it spells trouble for us.
他要坐下如炼净银子的必洁净利未人，熬炼成像金银一样。
And he shall sit as a refiner and purifier of silver.
神现在在熬炼我们。
God is testing us, purifying us.
你不要等新总统上台，你也不要等疫苗。
Don't wait for the new president and don't wait for the vaccine.
你要自己好好的想一想，教会应该怎么办？
You need to think about what should the church do.
每一次我们聚集在一起的时候，我们是不是能够回到圣经所记载的凭公义献供物给耶和华？
And every time we need to think about, can we return to the Lord who is righteous?
如果神真的悦纳我们，他岂不来到我们中间吗？
if God is going to receive it, won't he come to into our midst?
你难道不期望这一天的来到吗？
Won't you anticipate that his coming again?
当弟兄姐妹有这样的觉悟的时候，你们彼此早就应当小群小群的聚在一起了。
If you have such anticipation, you should be gathering together in small groups.
我们聚在一起干什么？
What should we do together?
难道不是应当那像那一些啊接待彼得约翰被释放出来的弟兄姐妹们一样去祷告吗？
Should we be like those brothers and sisters who see Peter and John and gathering together to pray?
你可以在网路旁边跟着我一起读这段话啊。他说
You can follow me and read this passage together.
主啊，你是造天地海和其中万物的。你曾借着圣灵托你仆人我们祖宗大卫的口说，外邦为什么争闹，万民为什么谋算虚妄的事，世上的君王一起来，臣宰也聚集，要抵挡主，并主的受膏者。这段话看着熟悉吗？
Is this passage familiar to you?
这个情况难道不是今天的情况吗？
Isn't this situation like today's situation?
那感谢主啊，今年啊，基督徒啊，中国的基督徒啊，开始非常热衷美国的政治。
We praise the Lord that the Christians in China are starting talking about the politics between China and the US.
有的人为共和党捐钱，有的人为川普打官司。
Somebody will be donating money to the Democratic Party, somebody will be just suing on behalf of the Republicans.
你明明看见世上的君王臣宰一起来聚集，要抵挡主并主的受膏者。
You have seen that the people of the earth has been trying to band together to oppose the anointed one.
那怎么会不晓得这正是我们迫切祷告寻求主的时候呢？
Wouldn't you know that this is the time that we earnestly seek the Lord?
当我们寻求主的时候，难道你就是在网上这样讲几句话？难道我们不晓得我们需要聚在一起等候主的显现吗？
And when you are seeking the Lord, do you know that you shouldn't be just be meeting online, but you should be gathering together to earnestly seek Him?
弟兄姐妹，现在还不是太晚，你要希望神在我们中间大大的做工。
We need to look for the Lord working mightily among us.
神的话说，你向我大大的张口，我就大大的充满你。
And when the Lord says that you're going to open your mouth wide, and then I will fill you.
等神真的来到我们中间，你就不再问问题了。
Then when the Lord comes, you won't be asking any more questions.
可是你要神做工，神有一个先决条件，他要两三个人奉我的名聚在一起。
If you want the Lord to work among you, there is a precondition that He asks you to gather two and three in His name.
这是圣经的记载，这是一个驳不倒的道理。
This is what is recorded in the Bible.
你真的有这样的把握，这件事情可以被网上的聚会代替吗？
Do you really have the assurance that that can be replaced by a virtual meeting?
接着门徒就祷告说，希律和本丢比拉多外邦人和以色列民果然在这城里聚集，要攻打你所高的圣仆耶稣。我们现在已经到了非常危急的时候，很快何牧师要是在教会在讲台上讲同性恋是罪，他就可以被抓起来了。
Now we've come to a time of crisis. If Pastor is going to talk aboutthat is homosexuality is a sin, he may be arrested.
告官的人很可能就是他的小孩。
And it may be those who prosecute him will be his children.
文化大革命就要在美国重演了。
And the cultural revolution will be replayed in the United States.
大家都在讲这件事情。
Everybody is talking about this.
你应该怎么办？
What should you do?
赶快去投票。
You need to vote.
不。 这是圣经所说的成就你手和你旨意所预定必有的事。向来基督徒都是受逼迫的少数。
And all the, that's what is recorded that it will be coming true in the Bible that all the Christians will be the minorities.
他们恐吓我们现在求主鉴察。
And they would, ask us to ask the Lord to examine us.
但是怎么鉴察我们应当做什么注意底下所讲的话。
And now as we, and they're being, seek the Lord, then you need to pay attention to what is being said below.
一面叫你仆人大放胆量讲你的道。
And first is grant unto thy, servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word.
这个仆人是谁啊
?Who is this servant?
是不是我们呢
?Is it us?
是不是我们教会啊
?Is it our church?
还是你等何牧师啊
?Or are you waiting for Pastor Herb?
一面伸出你的手来医治疾病并且使神迹奇事因着你圣仆耶稣的名行出来。
And by stretching forth thy hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy holy child Jesus.
他不是叫你去立法，不是叫你去竞选，不是叫你去投票，他要你做这件事情。
He is not asking you to legislate, to vote, but is to ask you to do this thing here.
但是我们做了没有？
Have we done that?
如果我们真的这样做，我们聚会的地方，那个地也要大大的震动。
If we truly do this, where we gather, the earth will shake.
弟兄姐妹，这样的想象力在不在你的心里面？
Brothers and sisters, is such imagination within you?
如果没有的话，如果你觉得荒唐，你觉得不可能的话，那我很为你感到悲哀啊。
I feel sad for you if you feel that that is not really true.
我还是一句老话。
I'm going to speak to you an old saying.
这就是为什么在一天之内神把所有教会的门都关掉。
And that's why God closed all the doors of the churches in one day.
哥林多前书的话说岂不知在场上赛跑的都跑但得奖赏的只有一人。
Is from 1 Corinthians chapter 9, Know ye not that they which run in ways run all, but one receive the price?
这个中文把它翻成一人，其实它不是说一人，它这封信是写给谁的？
And when the Chinese translate into one person, it's not really about one person, what is this book written to?
这是写给教会的信，写给教会的信。
This is a book written to the church.
你们就是你这个教会也当这样跑好叫你们这个教会得到奖赏。
So he's really talking about the church should run like this so that the church can receive the prize.
你知道神做的事情是什么事情吗
Do you know what things God are doing?
在一天之内他把全世界全美国的教会通通给你归零了。
So in one day, God has turned all the churches in the world and in the U.S. to zero.
他把你全部的教会，无论是大的、小的、老的、少的，通通放回到起跑线上。
He has returned all the churches, doesn't matter if they are big or small, young or old, has returned them to the starting line.
看你们跑不跑。
To see whether you would run.
看你们知道不知道怎样跑。
To see that way you know how to run.
看谁能够得到奖赏。
To see who would receive a prize.
我深信马里兰福音教会会得到奖赏。如果你们醒过来赶快跑的话。
I know deeply that the MGC would receive the prize if he would wake up and run.
但是你不能等着学校开门。你不能等着政府。你不能只等着疫苗。
You cannot just wait for the church to reopen, to wait for the government, to wait for the vaccine.
你必须要想一想，我们是不是应当小群小群的聚在一起，好好的祷告，寻求主。
You need to think about whether we should gather in small groups and pray.
启示录的话说，你既遵守我忍耐的道，我必在普天下人受试炼的时候保守你，免去你的试炼。这句话你读过吗？
Have you read this passage from the book of Revelations?
什么叫做普天下人受试炼的时候？
What does it mean from the out of temptation for all?
难道现在不是普天下人受试炼的时候吗？
Isn't this the time that the entire world is under the hour of temptation?
你不会觉得这句话很奇怪，怎么普天下受试炼的时候有一个教会他没受试炼，免去你的试炼。
And you may find it strange, and how is it that in the entire world is under the hour of temptation, there is one church who is exempted?
是因为这个教会的人都接种了疫苗吗？
Is it because this church has received the vaccine?
不是。
No.
因为他们胜过了这个试炼，这个试炼就不成为试炼了。
Because they have conquered this temptation, so the temptation is no longer a temptation.
因为他们明白神为什么要试炼普天下的教会，所以呢，他们就成了得冠冕的那一个教会。
Because they understand why God is testing the entire world, and that is why they have taken the crown.
他说：“我必快来。”你要持守你所有的，免得人夺去你的冠冕。得胜的，我要叫他在我神殿中做柱子。弟兄姐妹，你们愿不愿意做一个得胜的教会？
Brothers and sisters, are you willing to be a victorious church?
但是得胜的教会不只是在一起聚集而已。
But a victorious church is not just gathering together.
也不只是我们还在网上传福音而已。
It's not just preaching the gospel online.
得胜的教会是弟兄姐妹真真正正预备主来。
The victorious church is really brothers and sisters preparing for his return.
在这个全世界受试炼的时候，你倾心吐胆的去寻求主。
And when the whole world is under the hour of temptation, that you're truly seeking the Lord.
你看见教会受管教，基督徒受管教，你觉悟过来，彼此认罪，互相代求。让圣灵，让活生生的主能够来到我们中间。
That you realize that the entire church is under discipline, and that you would awake and you would repent and you wait for his return.
只有这样的聚集才是真正有价值的聚集。
Only that kind of gathering is a worthy gathering.
而不是说我们每次呢都戴了口罩，把椅子擦擦干净，那样就叫做聚会。
And it's not just that we wear a mask and we would wipe down the chairs and then that would be that kind of meeting.
你要是那样聚会，主还是在门外。
If you're still meeting like that, then it's still the Lord is outside the door.
好了，今天我讲的够多了。
I've said enough today.
我讲的话呢，也可能超过我所应当讲的，对各位来讲呢，可能是相当的不客气。
And I may have said more than I should say, and I'm not being very polite to you.
但是作为神的仆人，我必须把我心里的话诚诚实实的讲给大家。
But as God's servants, I need to tell you the words that comes from my heart honestly.
在以赛亚书六十章这样说。
From Isaiah 60.
兴起发光。
Arise and shine.
原因很简单，因为你的光已经来到。
The reason is very simple, because your light has come.
在什么时候你要兴起发光呢？
When should you arise and shine?
看啊，黑暗遮盖大地，幽暗遮盖万民。
Well, behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people.
弟兄姐妹，你不要问别人怎么读圣经。圣经把我们今天的情况明明白白的写在这里，难道你没有看见吗？
Brothers and sisters, don't ask how other people read the Bible. The Bible has clearly told us what in itself. Don't you understand?
难道这个不是今天的情况吗？
Isn't that the situation for today?
如果今天是黑暗遮盖大地，幽暗遮盖万民。
If today the darkness has covered the earth and gross darkness the people.
那你应该做什么？我们应该做什么？教会应该干什么？
What should you do? What should we do? What should the church do?
很简单嘛。
Very simple.
兴起发光。
Arise and shine.
当你兴起，当你这样子突破 这个试炼的时候
When you arise and when you overcome this temptation
这里有一个应许说耶和华却要显现照耀你他的荣耀要现在你身上
And there's a promise here The Lord shall arise upon thee And his glory shall be seen upon thee
弟兄姐妹你曾不曾经羡慕圣经历史里面的人
Brothers and sisters, have you ever envied what is recorded in the Bible?
历史里面的教会
The churches historically?
像以利亚、像彼得、像约翰、像保罗
It's like Elijah and Peter and Paul.
现在轮到你了
And now it's your turn.
现在轮到我们了
And now it's us.
现在全世界众天使天上诸长子共聚的总会都在观看
And now the entire world is watching
他们在看什么
What are they watching
看谁能够跑哪一个教会能够得胜哪一个教会能够得冠冕
They will see who can raise who will receive the crown
在这样一个时代里面神仍然在他的教会里面寻找出路。
And in this whole, in this age, God is still looking for his people to come through.
但是有哪一个教会在等候主来
?But which church is waiting for his coming?
哪一个教会把自己预备好了求主在我们中间显现
?Which church has prepared itself and wait for the Lord's coming?
哪一个教会对主说我在这里求主差遣我
Which church is saying to the Lord I'm here send me
好了我今天就讲到这个地方啊，让我们一起祷告
I'm going to pause here and let's pray together
亲爱的天父创造宇宙万物的主
Our Heavenly Father you created the entire universe
沧海万物都是你手所造的
You have created the earth and the oceans.
现在正如你借着你从前仆人大卫所说的话
And now through the words that you spoke to your servant David,
世上的君王臣宰一起来要抵挡耶和华的受膏者
The entire world has gang up to oppose the anointed one.
仇敌已经向耶和华宣战
And the enemy has declared war on the Lord.
教会还在睡觉。
The church is still sleeping.
主啊，我们愿意起来。我们愿意兴起发光。
We want to come together and arise and shine.
现在求你一方面伸出你的手来。
That you would extend your hand.
用你的大能行各样的神迹奇事。
They will accomplish all kinds of miracles with your mighty power.
一方面让你的仆人就是我们
So that your servants as us
能够放大胆量传讲神的道
So that we will be courageous and preach your word
主啊现在正是迫切寻求主的时候
This is the time to seek you earnestly
求你把这个迫切的心
To give us that earnest heart
把那个焚烧的灵
To give that burning spirit,
点燃在你的教会里边
and alight it on your church,
让我们不寻到你就不得安息
so that we won't receive peace until we find you,
让我们直到看见你的显现，听见你的声音
so that we will see your coming again and hear your voice,
我们就不停止聚集
so won't stop gathering together until that day.
主耶稣啊
Our Lord
我们期望你做工
We look for your working in us
我们渴望你使用我们
We look for you working in us
炼净我们
Purify us
熬炼我们
Test us
直到我们清净洁白
So that we are clean and pure
因为主你来的日子近了
Because the day of your coming is near
我们还有一点点的时间就要见你。
We only have a small amount of time left before we meet you.
求你帮助我们教会能够预备。
Help our church to prepare.
能够穿上白衣
that we can put on a white garment,
能够与你同行
so that we can walk with you,
能够在这个试炼的时刻
in this time of refinement,
遵守你忍耐的道
so to hold on to your faith and your work.
我们这样祷告祈求是奉主耶稣基督爱我们的名求的
We pray in the Lord who loves us.
Amen.
Amen.